call this meeting of Cali County Commission to order on this 21st day of January 2020. First order of business will be roll call.
Chairman Wayne Wilt.
Present.
Vice Chairman Alan Green.
Here.
Commissioner Bob Bacon.
Here.
Next order of business is invocation. If everyone will bow, please. God, we pray for those who make their living working their soil and making things grow. Bless them with ample moisture, fertile fields, abundant harvest, and good prices. Amen.
Amen.
Next order of business will be the minutes of the January 7th, 2020 regular commission meeting.
Seeing none, move to approve minutes as presented.
Second motion.
Been moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Next order of business will be the public hearing for closing Beaver Township Road. I declare the public hearing open. Anyone who would like to address the county commission on this matter may do so at this time. Anyone who would like to address this commission on matters other than the Beaver Township Road closure will need to wait until the citizens to be heard portion. Before you begin, please state your name and address for official records. Does anyone like to make any comments?
Mr. Chairman, so I'm Brian Priest. Do you have my address? It's a 7497 192nd Road, Bloomfield. And so I'm representing the Priest family on behalf of the road there in the township. And we are strongly in support of it. The township hasn't even maintained it for as long as we can remember, and there's no need for it to be open. The other property owner on the other side, I think Kurt Woods has talked to someone here. He couldn't be here tonight, but both the landowners are in favor of closing it. It just dead ends, goes on to farm fields and oil field roads. All it is a place for trash dumping. No good. So it hasn't been maintained, hasn't been graded. I personally have provided rock for the road. No money has been spent on it. There's no need to have it.
Thank you, Brian.
So thank you.
I've also heard comments about the trash and other items and things that take place on the road. Mm-hmm. Any other comments from commissioners or any other?
We are closing.
No further comments. I would move to close the public hearing. It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor of closing the public hearing signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passed. Now, any citizens have anything that they want to bring up at all? Pass that. Items of business. First item will be to consider approval of closing the Beaver Township Road. Mr. Cruiser?
Mr. Chairman, not a lot to report. All the statutory procedures have been followed. We have an order here.
Everything's been done. Follow. Lucas, anything?
Yes, sir.
To add?
I would move to approve the closing of Beaver Township Road, beginning at the point of 180 feet south of the northeast corner of the southeast quarter of Section 17, Township 33 South, Range 3 East, thence south approximately 1,200 feet, ending at the north bank of the Arkansas River, Cali County, Kansas.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passed. Thank you, Brian. Next item of business. Consider approval of board order.
Chairman, may we have 1 second over here, please?
Yeah, yeah. Here.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Consider approval of board order to gate Silverdale Township Road, with the gate being maintained by the landowners. Anything you want to add on that?
No, I checked with the engineering department on what requests have been made and how the gate will be maintained and that's in the proposed order.
I remember reading that. Lucas?
Nothing, sir.
Jan is the landowner, she's the landowner down here, so she came here to speak if needed be, so.
Well, that township road is basically our driveway and it dead ends at our house. So we're the only ones that use it. And so, you know, it's nice to be able to keep it locked, keep the gate locked. And also the trash problem, like he was talking about, people, we live along Grouse Creek and every access road going to the creek, people dump out sofas and you name it. So obviously we don't want anyone coming in the lane doing that either, but.
Took the Indian all for that.
It's been gated for a long time, just negligently.
Okay.
I would move, Mr. Chairman, to approve the board order to gate Silverdale Township Road beginning approximately 1,350 foot south of the northeast corner of the southwest quarter of Section 8, Township 35 South, Range 5 East. Then southwesterly approximately 740 feet to a point where the road meets the east right-of-way of Warren Road, also known as 141st Road or Cali 1, Cali County, Kansas, with the gate beginning being maintained by the landowner.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passed. Next order of business is consider approval of Bridge 73 near Hackney. John, your turn.
We had a, there was, I think last month you guys just wanted us to put out for bid and they can tear it off today on the Hackney Bridge. We had three companies come back with really a bunch of bids. I mean, one of them actually had some bids on there, but a couple others just had what they'll charge with to come out and give us a estimate on it. So, first one was through BG Consultants, and they was proposing to do a complete investigation on the analysis of the comprehensive report outlining that they're thinking around $7,500 for a sum going there to visit. And then, of course, they sent us all their kind of their background, bridges they've worked on through the state. Second one was their Cook Platt Control. And they actually, I think they're the ones that got a little more detail. They got three different options. And one of them was just going there and removing all the concrete. They're talking about replacing a couple of beams. They're pretty bad. And so they kind of got a few different options there on that. Got that one, then the next one's to replace all the beams. The third one's replacing the new bridge. And tellers, and the first one, option A, they're looking like about $485,000. That's not counting. We must have some engineering stuff in on that. So, option B, they're replacing all the beams. Looking closer to $639,000. And option C, looking at $858,000. So it's a new bridge, and like I said, there'll be other costs that on top of that.
Now, option C with the new bridge, how wide is that going to be?
Well, if then we can actually, if we do that, I mean, we can do it whatever we want.
At that same price.
Yeah, it's a little bit more, you know, going out a foot or two, 2 foot, 4 foot more. I think like on the Fox Bridge, I think we're actually doing it at 26 foot. You know, normally most of these old bridges are 24, so they're going out 26 to 28 feet on both now.
And on this on this Hackney Bridge, only reason I ask, there's a lot of farm equipment goes across that.
Yes. Yes, and that's
20 to 23 foot wide.
And that may be one that we want to look at, maybe done wider, you know, because it is a little more travel.
Yeah.
We don't really have those counts off of the state's traffic count, but we have, you know, now that we got the new traffic count system, I mean, we're getting a little closer on what we have coming through there.
What will we run into with the railroad?
So far, the railroads give us the okay to go in there and work with what we got.
Okay.
As far as the clearances on the pillars and on the height.
Yeah.
You know, of course, if we go a new bridge, they're going to want, that's going to, they'll have to fall back out into the clearances on the ass.
Okay.
Driveway, so. I think it's like 25 foot to the size and 25 out of 35.
So it shouldn't be creating a big problem.
No.
We could always tell we're going to do a grade level crossing.
Yeah.
See what they say about that.
$1 million for the
spot. We'll really have traffic blocked off now.
Yeah.
And then, let's see, the third option is to the Kirk and Michael. And they know a lot of the history of the bridge because they've done bridge inspections and stuff in the past. So they're looking at, they'd like to, you know, look at doing an evaluation on it. And so I think there's just going to be about, what it was like, they was looking at $4,600 to come in there and their evaluation tell us exactly what was the, I think the one we had there, I think it might have been my gravel head himself, I think it was through BG Consultants. I think they was actually talking about, that's what it was. I guess that was through the Cook Flat Control. They'd actually kind of went out there, I think they was talking about we could go in there and put a plate and open it back up, but I mean, we discussed that earlier. I mean, really the guardrails are, I mean,
deteriorated.
Yeah, I wouldn't feel safe opening. I mean, you could say you're going to put a 5-ton limit on there, but you're going to have trucks going across there.
People can't read.
Choose not to.
Not on that. I wondered about that when they said to do that. I thought so. If that was feasible, we probably would have done that quite a while ago.
Right. And we had the plate on it for 5 months, almost 6 months. So, but it was just a matter of, it was a safety issue.
Yes, it was. So would this be. Gentlemen?
I personally think that the money being large, if we had put a new bridge, we'd get it wider at the same time to accommodate the traffic and equipment and everything that goes across there.
If we still have, you know, I think here coming up in March or April, we still got the second round of, you know, we can put out for the grant money on the share, cost share.
And the 80-20 split?
Yeah, we'll try. We missed it in December, but it comes around again, I think, in March. March or April, I'm about to look up exactly.
Do we have to do that before we start on it? Of course, we won't get started on the bridge for then anyway.
Right. No.
So, you know, so it's a possibility we still might get a little cost share, but put in for it.
Maybe a lot cheaper.
How much is in that account, Lucas?
Not enough. Not if you want any kind of reserve left. I think there's, between the two, I think it's $2.7 million between the two. Roughly, I'm ballparking you. But you also have funding going out of that for finishing up the Fox. I can pull it up right now and let you know.
What are we actually committed to right now is what I'm saying.
I think you're around $750,000 commitment right now. About $750,000 is what we've got a commitment in there. You also had into your transfers that went in there, which increased it. so.
We'd be sitting a little over $1 million left if we'd done this one.
I think my concern is we need to, when you go to these 80-20 grants, you have to have that money available when you apply for these grants. So I'm not saying we can't make the money fit if you guys choose to do it on the Hackney, but I think it's also going to limit perhaps opportunities for us to continue to pursue grants if there's not the supporting money there in the account. I can get you some more information. We can do some, if you guys have an idea what you want to do, we can go back and put together some financial plans. We can either present those on the 30th in our work session or on the 4th, the next meeting, if that would be okay with you all.
This, I would like to do that, I think. Just to be all right. For the work session.
We'll put it on the work session.
Make a decision.
Sure. We'll get you a hard number then.
Okay. Good work. Table this for now.
I can go.
Okay. We're going to table this discussion until our work session the 31st.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks for coming in.
John, if you want to stay.
Yeah. Item 2, consider approval of the County Engineering Service Agreement.
Gentlemen, we went out for bid as we've been doing in the last 2 years or so, making sure that at least if something's been in play for 5 years, we're making sure that those services are still what you guys want and what you guys are getting. So we did the same thing. We put in an RFP for engineering services and we returned back one bid. That one bid was for Kirk and Michael. I spoke to MKC on the phone, talked to you guys briefly about that. They have been our engineer for the last 5+ years, and they're not interested at this point pursuing that engineering service due to the fact that we've gone out for bid on some stuff that they felt that they should not have had to compete on the bid since they were the appointed engineer. I don't think there's any hard feelings on either side. I talked to Ken Kallenbach, you guys know, has come and spoke to you guys before, and he said he wants to continue doing business, just not this business. He wants to bid for projects that come around, and so Kirk and Michael would like to have that. The contract has a retainer fee and then set fees. From what I've in my research shows that it's very common. In your packet I provided a financial breakdown of the last few years of what we've spent with MKC to give you kind of a comparison of what it would look like if we chose to use a Kirk and Michael. For the services, and John has been much more hands-on with these folks, and he can go into some detail about.
And I know that their set price on that Kirk and Michael. He did talk to John Regan a bit, and he said like for that, and included in all that too, is like we can just take a day, and if we have a whole list of stuff that we've got concerns on or questions about, they'll come here. Sit down with us, whatever, talk over whatever they talk to you about something. I mean, that's just one of the services they do. I mean, they seem to be a little more easy to work with than our former ones. So, I think it's going to be a better deal.
Well, I wonder if we could get some idea from the city manager of Sterling and Winfield on how they are to deal with. Would you like to enter in our discussion?
They're different. Yeah.
I didn't mean to put you on this call.
There he go, just to talk.
Yeah.
I use them quite a bit in my former town, so they do good work.
Think it'd be good to have a change.
I've been impressed with the people that I've met from that group. They seem very professional.
They've really helped out. I mean, just in a few months I've been in this position. I mean, they'll call and say, hey, you got, you know, these bridges here will qualify for this, then you gotta put them in. I mean, they don't charge us for that. They stay up on top of that stuff because they know our bridges, because they've done our bridge inspection really fast. So they stay on top of that kind of stuff. So.
Mark.
Would you ask them to send us a sample contract?
Mm-hmm.
Take a look at that, like take a look at that before?
Yeah, before we decide.
Like, did they have that on the back of that?
Right. There's something back
well,
there.
Yeah, but.
Whenever we questioned something, yeah, we had some questions about.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they highlighted some of it.
Yeah, we crossed out quite a bit.
Was it paper copy?
They had red lines through.
Yeah, was that, I was reading that. I thought that was in connection with the other. Matter.
Oh, that was on the other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could get, I can have it.
Yeah, they, all the stuff they had crossed out is what we've been complaining about, and they've really come around on that.
Yeah.
But I'd like to see what they're proposing here.
Well, we can do that.
We can table, can't we?
Yeah, we.
Absolutely.
Table this also. Nothing like trying to get to the KU game.
Check it.
I'm sorry?
Give you time to check the contract there.
Yeah, I was just reading, sorry, I was just reading through this. I mean, that's fine with me. The flat fee they're charging to me seems very fair. You know, the reason we did this, if you remember, when we had Mr. Stewart on, you know, the rates, we were, the wages we were paying him and the, what we were gonna have to do to retain a certified engineer. This is cheap.
Yes.
Yeah. And they're great Christian, good guys, and all the people that I've met that we've worked with at KC, you know, and they're just a good group, I think. So if it's okay with the council, I'm fine with it.
We'll take all those things on until we get that.
Yeah.
I'll
contact him tomorrow and see if we can get something.
Okay, thank you for doing that.
On the motion table?
Yep.
We didn't make a motion the last time to table that one, so just.
We didn't?
No, nobody actually made a motion to table.
Do we need to, if we table something, do we have to?
You're supposed to.
Okay.
I'd move to table the Kirkland Michael agreement till the next.
Second.
That is long term.
Been moved and seconded, all those in favor, you can vote for the same right.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passed. And then go back and table.
Approval of Bridge 73?
Yeah, happy.
So moved.
Second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Move right on. Thanks, John. Now we're going to.
Appointments.
Change.
Number five.
Yeah, with number five, obviously, since we're tabling that, I would just suggest perhaps we just make all other appointments at this point and come back and make that appointment at the contract. That way, we don't hold the show up for that project. So.
Yeah, just cross the engineers out.
Yeah, we could just
then,
do the engineers at a later time.
Okay, consider approval of annual appointments of statutory positions and official depositories for various county funds. The official depository for the Cali County funds, the depository for the Register of Deeds, and the District Courts of Winfield and Mark City.
The only thing that's changed from the previous years is one of our investments has been earned from Union State Bank, and so they were added to the list. Everything else has been consistent in previous years.
Okay.
Move the following annual appointments be made. Official depositories for Cali County funds is designated as RCB, Citizens Bank of Winfield, Bank of the West, Union State Bank, Community National. That the official depository for the county register of deeds be designated as Community National Bank and Trust,
and that the official depositories for the district court sitting in Ark City and Winfield be designated as RCB and Union State Bank.
I would like to amend that, if I could, to Citizens Bank of Kansas.
I'll second the motion. The amendment.
Okay. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passed.
Did we do that wrong, Mark?
I'm sorry.
Did we do that wrong?
No, I was just trying to check.
Minute. What's the problem with the amendment?
Well, whether the motion then was seconded?
No.
Or was amended?
No.
He wasn't. He was just suggesting the correction of the typing.
That's what I was checking on. Minutia.
Did it work?
Worked great.
Okay. Are you ready, Karen?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Item 6, consider approval of resignation of treasurer and clerk of Cedar Township Board. Karen?
We have roughly 15 active registered voters in Cedar Township. So it has been a husband and wife for a long time. This couple decided that they would like to resign immediately. Albert Baum is the trustee right now. His wife had, I've been speaking with these people for like 3 or 4 months now, off and on, and his wife had already agreed that she would do it if you guys appointed her, and she would like to act as the treasurer, which she does a lot of the books for them anyway right now. So she would agree to act as treasurer, and then trustee and treasurer positions are run this year in 2020, so her term will only be through 2021, I believe both of them are going to file. Still leaves the clerk position open, which was just elected in 18. I don't know that I would be able to come up with someone. Albert is looking for somebody, trying to get somebody to agree to serve on the board. If you all know of any one of those 13 remaining people that are in the township that are voters, that would serve, that'd be great. But just to point out also on a side note, Fairview Township also has an opening, and I have not gotten the remaining two board members to suggest anyone. Fairview Township has a lot more registered voters, so it's just north, you know, toward, like on the Lake Road, that area, north of Walnut. So if anyone knows of anyone, there's a vacancy there as well. So, but anyway, this one, if you guys would appoint her, it would at least have two people on that board.
Okay.
Move to approve the resignation of Treasurer James Coldren and Clerk Sherry Coldren on Cedar Township Board, and appoint Sandra Baum as fill the treasurer's position until it expires January 11th, 2021.
Second motion.
Moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passed. Item 7, consider approval of CDDO peer review.
Linda wasn't able to attend tonight. She had some things come up personally, but the CDDO reviews in the packet, and I wish she was here because I would want to praise her more. You guys are aware of our history with CDDO and the work that she's done in the period of time she's been here, I think is outstanding. We had our first peer review since she's been in office or in that position, and we had one little deal to where they needed to mail two pieces of paper out to some folks, really minor bookkeeping. This is the first time in 3 years that that agency wasn't on a PIP improvement plan through the state. So within the 6 months of her coming on and making changes, we went from being on an improvement plan to having an outstanding mark on our review. And so I think that department, not only her, but her staff has done a tremendous job straightening up what was there and kind of starting things great. So I wish she was here, but she's done it. She, if you see her, please compliment her on the work and her staff's work.
I've been reading things that's happened. I've been impressed. She's very professional.
We've had in the last 3 months, we've had more applicants gain services than we had in the last year and a half. So that's tremendous. One of the things that, just to throw this in here, one of the things that I know she's been working on, we've been trying to do outreach together with some of the youth of our community, is if they have the need and they wait till they're, say, 18 to apply for services. Oftentimes right now the wait's 8 to 11 years to gain services. So we're really trying to reach out to the K-12 community that have those needs and get them started, so that when they are done with the school system, they can have those services rendered to them right out the gate, instead of, you know, not having services for at least 8 years, which is a long time. So.
Well, I would move to approve the CDDO peer review.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passed. Tommy, consider approval to purchase replacement body armor and vest carriers for the law enforcement staff.
Sheriff asked me to attend in his absence. And the item is for it's a budgeted item with funds available. It's something that we do every year in law enforcement. The request is the purchase of 8 replacement body armor panels and vest carriers. The vest will replace the expiring 8. They'll expire in 5 years, so after 5 years is up, you have to replace them. And so we have 8 expiring. And he's asking for the authority permission to spend the money on those 8 replacement vests. The nice thing about this is there's a federal grant in place, and around September, the sheriff will get a refund for 50% of the $7,293 that he's asking for.
That's helpful.
Absolutely. I move to approve the purchase of 8 replacement body armor panels and vest carriers in the amount not to exceed $7,293.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passed. Thank you, Tom.
Thank you.
Okay. Consider approval to purchase website development services. Lucas.
Chairman, Penny Sheets took most of the work on for this project. She was unable to attend tonight, but at my request, I asked her to get some companies that take care of web service, web development services, and we demoed those in front of the department head meeting in November, late November. So all the department heads, including the health department, district court, everybody had an opportunity to see the different options that were available in those. Ask questions, review. Then Penny went back and compiled documentation on what the options would be and timelines. Then at our last department head meeting, we had an opportunity to discuss it once again. And the consensus of the department heads came back that they think EvoGov would be their opinion of the best solution. This company would provide services of revamping and updating our website, making it ADA compliant, social media compliant, mobile compliant, and security compliant, which we all are not currently. They would also include the hosting services that we do in-house, which would be one more item that would not be on local hardware and be up in the cloud. So the expense is, initial expense is $11,800 for these services. All three bids are in there, and packets are there as well. I can answer any questions you would like.
What's ADA approval for a website?
Believe it or not, it's quite a bit. So for folks that cannot see, colorblind, or are using a tool or a software to understand it, when you hover over a picture, there's metadata that dictates what the description of the picture is. So when you hover it over, they can't see it, but they hover over it, it reads them a description of what the picture is. For people that are colorblind, there's certain formats and themes that colors put too close together. They would never be able to see font on images and stuff like that. So what that does is ensures that the templates and information and systems are built so that folks that are using softwares to render it either unable to read, unable to see, unable to hear, whatever it may be, they can still utilize our services.
Gentlemen,
we're supposed to do that. We're required to do that.
Yes. Yeah. And honestly, in Florida, there's been a lot of lawsuits associated to that.
We're not Florida.
I know we're not Florida. Yeah. Just because of when the water comes up high enough. But
our elections are on the same as theirs. And I'm excited because there's a lot of security things, and our website right now is not secure, and that's the next big thing.
I have a lot of complaints on our website as far as people using it.
We do, as a whole, and I mean, not criticizing what we have now, but that website's been in there since...
I can remember.
Yeah, I mean, so we've got the goodie out of it, if there is such a thing. This would bring us to the next step. Now, it's going to take some work to make sure we hit those deadlines, especially for elections and stuff like that, but I think everybody's on board when it comes to the department heads to make sure it's done correctly.
Hopefully we need to stay in touch with the future, and that's what...
Yep.
Spending money on technology.
Yeah.
Even though it's over my head a lot of the time. So I'd move to approve and purchase the website services from EagleGov in the amount of $11,800.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passed. That's why we have Lucas around.
That's right. For what? Technology?
Yeah.
I think that's why we have Penny around. I've lost it.
Consider approval of land purchased by the City of Winfield.
So, Chairman, last year we started having a conversation about the property to the south of Winfield there on the Country Club intersection, 77 and Country Club Road. We put out the information appropriately based off statutes, published it three times. And we had in the city manager's here to represent the city, but we had an offer provided to us from the city, and in front of you is that offer. And what I would ask today is if you guys are interested in that, we would ask for a motion to negotiate a contract with them for the sale of that property.
And no other interest shown by anybody else?
I have not. I have not had any other contacts.
There. You couldn't up that price a little bit?
Somebody don't have any comment.
Pleading the fifth.
It's worth a lot more than that. It says highway frontage on both sides.
It's a whole lot for him.
That's why it's a negotiation, I guess.
You what?
I looked up what we bought for him before.
That's fair.
I wish I could make that kind of money.
You can if you buy real estate.
Don't make any more of it.
I'm never okay with it. Bob?
Do what?
You okay with this?
Yeah. Move to approve the purchase of land by the City of Winfield at Country Club Road and US 177 in the amount of $255,000.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passed. So we start negotiations.
Is this starting negotiations or do we just sell it?
I think we can handle the rest of it.
Yeah. So it's all set and ready to go.
It's got to go through, obviously it's got to go through board approval, so.
Yeah.
Thanks, Taylor.
Taylor. When are you going to take that to the board?
February sometime.
What I'm wondering about is, you're at 90, you get together to punch up a contract, or
yeah.
You want to wait?
I'll have him get with you if that works. Thank you. Probably February, I guess.
Thank you. Thank you.
Item 11, consider approval of the Salina Tech training agreement.
Chairman, state requirements for how we manage and maintain CDL certified drivers has changed this year. And this is a solution that both, I think, Public Works supports as well as my group. Salina Tech is obviously a technical institution in Salina, and they are highly ranked in the abilities of their education for CDL certified drivers. We're not reinventing the wheel. There's some other counties that have done the same thing that we're doing. We're taking from what we've seen happen. Essentially what this is a contract agreement for them to provide us educational oversight curriculum so that we can continue to get our new employees as they come on. If they need a CDL, certified with a CDL, we would send three of our staff up to get trained to be the road driving trainers. And the three of the staff that we've chose are in my mind, exceptional drivers. They've got good history with us, and they seem to be good mentors to a lot of the folks. So we'll set them up to get educated on what the needs are from the school on their 40 hours of road time that they have to have. And then we'll still work through the DMV to do the training, but Salina Tech essentially oversees all the requirements that the new law regulates for us.
So basically, they're going to train trainers for us.
They're going to train three of our trainers, and then every person that we send through is $500. So right now, I know we had some questions yesterday via email on this topic. Right now what happens is if we hire on an employee, essentially the primary position that's a need of a CDL is our equipment operator positions. If we hire on an employee and they don't have a CDL, they have 6 months, their probationary period, to obtain that CDL. If they don't obtain that CDL in the past, then they're not eligible to maintain that position. In the past, John has had folks as well as himself that's mentored some of the guys, get them going, and then we've had some that have chosen not to do it. They come in, it's more than they want to chew, and so they move on to another position. But with the standards, there's a little bit more scrutiny on the drug tests, the UAs, background checks, stuff like that. We've used a third-party company in the past. We'll continue to do part of that. I think we can incorporate some changes in how we do our onboarding to reduce some of the cost. For example, there is a specific physical that those staff are required to have their medical card, versus the traditional physical that we have for onboarding. So for those positions that would be required, we're not going to have them do two physicals. Well, I'm just do the more aggressive physical. I guess that's not the best terminology for a physical, but then the UAs and random stuff like that, we will still have our open enrollment, our onboarding UAs we do in community corrections. We're trying to see if we can do those random UAs through them as well. One, it keeps money back into one of our agencies, and two, it's a extreme amount cheaper. We're spending about $15 to do it over here. We're spending about $80 to do it through the company we're here. So,
what about this new clearinghouse that all of us are all the?
This is
take care of that clearinghouse.
This is yeah. This is what it's for.
That's true.
Because it's all everybody has CDL's house. They passed the deal the 6th of January. That has to be. You have to go through this clearinghouse, and every year they have to do a query on every CDL driver to make sure they don't have any alcohol or drug related offenses.
And that's what Salina Tech does, is basically ensure the vetting of that data to go in there. That's part of this process.
It's a 75 page book that I've been looking through.
It's a lot.
But I've got
it's absolutely a lot.
KDOT guy helping me just to comply with my two drivers.
Any pictures?
We have approximately 26 CDL equipped employees in the county. So
any of them hazmat certified?
I don't think we have any endorsements.
Probably the whole road oil will have to be.
Yeah, I was wondering.
One time there was three of us. I brought mine. I think Josh Delaney did his last year.
When we did the DL checks, we don't have any endorsements. We're just a flat CDL. There's no hazmat, there's no... and as far as I could tell, with how we operate our equipment, we're not required with the oil to have hazmat.
Yeah, because the oil, it's water-based, so we don't have to have hazmat.
And it's not for hire.
New oil is water-based.
Yeah.
I would move to approve the Salina Tech Training Agreement.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion passed. Get started on that now.
How many more regulations are they going to come up with? Just to bring something simple.
That's DOT, Bob.
I know it.
It's getting to the point I want to give it all my heavy truck.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Back to 26,100.
Forget about it.
Forget about CDL.
Yeah. Item number 12, approval of payment register for period ending January 21st, 2020 for checks numbered 182164 through 182283, totaling $324,461.14. Wires totaling $279,967.73, and direct deposits totaling $620,357.07, and checks numbered 812931 through 812950, and check number 701895 totaling $40,893.19. Did you see anything on there you had questions on?
Move to approve the claim manager.
Second. Been moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Item number 13, abatement request presented by Karen Madison, County Clerk. We've seen them.
Mm-hmm.
Have any questions on them?
Nope. Move to approve and endorse the correction orders as presented.
Been moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passed. We didn't take one. Karen, anything else that needs to come before the board?
Mm-hmm. One order to cancel two checks.
Only one thing, as of Sunday, Conco completed the first phase of the landfill. The chute is now in and installed. John can attest to its looks. The lighting's been done. The last phase that they're working on, which should be this weekend coming up, will be the front fascia of the building where trucks have laid their beds up too high and pulled it off. So after that project's done. I was fairly impressed in the timeline, putting the chute in. It I've been told it looks very well. I wasn't able to go out and see it yet, but looks like it does well. It should work well for the new trucks. And looks good. John, you have anything?
No, they did a nice job.
So
hopefully have new trailers by the week.
I was impressed. They started Friday morning at 8 o'clock. They had it cut out by the end of day, all of it. They hung it on Saturday and stuck it in there and did the cleanup on Sunday morning, called me midday Sunday, said you're good to go. That was a big deal. That was a lot of steel. Yeah. So like I said, I think all in all, and the lighting I'm really happy about. They've got directional spotlights on the hole now itself, as well as the whole bay on the inside and outside are lit. That's more my thing, just so that people can see and don't fall and hurt themselves. And so I think all in all, it's been a very good investment in our facility. That's all.
The work session, when's our next week?
It's next Thursday, not this coming Thursday. It's the 30th at 9 a.m.
I thought you said 31st. That's why I was. I thought somebody said 31st.
30th.
30th.
Huh?
Thursday.
Thursday. 9 o'clock.
That'd be different.
Here. In this room.
I'm used to Tuesdays. It's good enough for Luke.
Any other things that you guys want to bring up?
I don't know. Move to adjourn.
Second. Meeting with them. All in favor, signify the same time. Aye. 30th.